Line, and the telethon for wildlife rescue is a go. And joining me in the studio right now is Lindy Elms, who is the face and the presence behind this initiative. And welcome to you. Lovely to see you and the team on our deck at the studio. Also, really fired up to raise the money that we're going to raise this morning. With your help, of course, dear listener, we are looking for pledges. We have a lot of people have been extremely generous and have come in with money that they have pledged to go towards. What is this money going towards?
Morning, everybody. Morning, Dave. Thanks for having us. So, Dave, we are setting up a facility in Wellito for wildlife, a facility for wildlife, partnering with Crow. The first one of its kind in this area. So a lot of organizing, a lot of things needed to get the facility up and running.
So how much are we going to raise today, are we hoping?
We're hoping for 120.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're setting the bar high. and we've got with us in the studio Neville Vomerans, who is the man that everyone knows when it comes to things reptilian, the things that slither and that hiss and that add a lot of joy to those that love them, and for those that don't, well, it keeps them up at night. Of course, he's the Ndlondlo reptile man. Nice to see you, Neville.
Thank you, Dave. Always good to see you too.
And what is your role in today's telethon?
Oh, man, I don't know. I'm here as a supporting, you know. I come here as somebody who's in the game myself, who understands the hours that go in, the standbys, sitting and waiting. 2 o'clock in the morning, the call comes. And
People phone you at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, and I'm sure Lindy also gets 2 o'clock in the morning calls.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are not just from lonely hearts.
We don't live on a time schedule.
So you'll go out all hours to rescue something that needs to be rescued?
100%.
Wow. And your speciality is reptiles?
It's reptiles, but on occasions I've done the odd reed rat and the odd monkey and the odd diker and bushbuck and so on.
So you're part of the team with the Wildlife Rescue Organization?
You know, everything should be restricted to professionals. So Lindy is a bat person. Or she's getting into the bats, along with her wildlife. And if I had to get a bat now, my previous recourse was Ishawi. Mm-hmm. And now we've got Lindy on our doorstep. What a blessing. So if I get a bat now, I'm going to hang on to it just long enough to get it to her.
Okay.
You see? And
so it's a network of people that have speciality interests.
It is a network. There are, unfortunately, some people that think they can do everything.
Ah.
And they're not equipped to do everything.
Yeah, because it's very specialized. Very specialized. And handling wild creatures is very, very specialized.
It is.
And not for everyone. Firstly, it's dangerous. Secondly, it can do more harm than good. And thirdly, it should be discouraged, I think, for those reasons and other ethical reasons as well. A lot of people start to believe that, oh, I'd love to have a pet, something. Let me just go and... that causes all sorts of drama. So that's not what we're talking about. This is not the pet trade. This is an opportunity now for us all as a community to do something together with our rands and cents put together in a big pot that we can help the wildlife rescue team to secure somewhere safe and suitable for the jobs that they do. And I've got to add to you, if not all, I think most of the members of the team are volunteers. They do this for love. For you know, just because they care, and I think that is admirable. So, again, let's support. Now, if you would like to, I've got a list of pledges in front of me, and we're going to start very shortly by mentioning those that have already committed themselves to cash that is already in the pot. But if you would like to add to that, you can use our WhatsApp line, by the way, 071-185-1471 to make a pledge, or
083-607-4498.
How was that for memory?
It was very good.
Can you remember, or do you have to write it down in the car? Write it on your windscreen with your lipstick right now. Give it to us again.
083-607-4498.
There we go.
And Dave, may I also just say that if I do get any reptiles in, Neville is my go-to. I don't even try because he's the specialist in that.
Well, clearly that's what the point that Neville was making, there is a team of specialists and the referral system is this. Whatever creature comes onto the radar, the right connection is made. And by establishing this center that we're going to be establishing today, we give you a base to work from that makes sure that these things can be done safely and properly, and that everyone, especially the creatures in distress, get the right treatment at the right time. Because timing is everything, and it's very important that you operate with the need to minimize stress and to maximize the potential recovery of whatever it is that comes your way, right?
Exactly, yes, exactly.
Okay, so we're going to play a little bit of music, and in that period of time, I'm going to hopefully be able to drum up a list of those that have contributed already, the challenges they've made. We'll be getting some of the donors on the line. We'll be getting some of those that have been challenged on the line, and we'll have some fun together. Once again, that number, Lindy,
is 083-607-4498.
And if all else fails, you can actually go on to info@lifeandstyle.fm and let us know you're trying to get through. We'll phone you. How about that? Just like that. And the telethon on 88FM, raising money now for a safe haven for wildlife rescue, is officially open.